Close your eyes and imagine.
It snakes up here this big.
Your greatest nightmare.
From now on, everybody stays on board.
And find the shape of all your fear.
Nobody move.
Okay, so why don't you say who you are?
I am Denise Denmark, Aaron's mother.
Okay, and I am Aaron. And, we just watched a film together. We watched Anaconda.
Yes,
we did. The 1997 creature classic. I couldn't go that far either.
When Miss Lopez was still Jenny from the Block.
Yes. And also featuring Ice Cube.
Absolutely.
And John Voight.
John Voight.
And Eric Stoltz.
Ah, the and cute redhead.
Previously, we talked about The Human Centipede.
Yes.
Which turned into a massive success as far as the polls on my blog go. Like, it's still the biggest thing that people have ever listened to. So clearly there was a lot of love for you and I's discussion about The Human Centipede.
That's good.
And
I'm just gonna leave it at that.
The sequel is coming soon, so sure we'll talk about that as well.
Absolutely.
When that happens, which has been banned in England, by
really?
The way. Yeah, they banned the sequel, like, Human Centipede. Too.
The concept is so weird. I don't get it. It's like no big deal. I mean,
yeah.
There are worse things in the world.
But so we watched Anaconda, and I chose Anaconda because that's. Oh, it's not like an earliest film memory, but it's Anaconda. It seems like it's a movie that I can recall both of us going to, and I was much younger at the time.
Oh yeah, I know. But, I totally corrupt you with the horror movies
but,
at a young age. I apologize for that, son.
It's got some jumps, I guess, for as far as Anaconda goes. But I mean, it's not a harsh.
No.
It's not even R. It's PG-13,
it's man versus nature.
Okay.
At its finest.
Its finest keywords. Okay, so let's try to talk about the. Why don't you try to tell me the plot of Anaconda?
The plot of Anaconda.
Yes.
Oh boy. Okay. Let's see. They're doing a documentary, correct? And they run into a man who, pretty much, God, what does he do?
He's like a poacher.
Oh, yeah, that's probably, right. Yeah. He is a poacher. But he pretty much bamboozles them into doing what he wants them to do.
Yeah.
And he's trying to capture this snake for his own reasons. They're trying to capture pictures of the Shishimi tribe. And it's this.
Whether or not there is an actual Shishimi tribe, we've yet to find out.
I'm curious about that. Inquiring minds want to know.
So I'll be sure to look that up, and maybe I'll include that in the notes of this.
And it's just what is this trip like? 3 days long?
I forget. Basically,
like
you have Jennifer Lopez and Ice Cube are like documentary filmmakers, and they have Eric Stoltz as like their leader, and they're like going on an Amazon ship cruise through the Amazon to try and find the people of the mist, as they're referred to, and they go on this boat. They have other people, including Owen Wilson is there, and
I totally forgot about Owen.
And so they're sailing through the boat. They pick up like a poacher who's like stranded in the rain. They're like, hey, come on our boat. And yeah, it's John Voight as the poacher. And yeah, he
has a lot better job of telling about that film than I did.
I do it weekly now.
Yeah,
so.
Apparently. Wow, okay. Say this in less than 200 words.
Yeah, so they go on their boat adventure,
yeah.
And there's a threat looming in the background.
Yes, and the totem poles, it's so funny because the totem pole, the faces on the totem poles are the exact same faces that John Voight does through the movie. with his mouth turned down. It's just hilarious.
Yeah, they got to, because the anacondas, the threat in looming away, is the, they were feared as gods, I guess, by the ancient tribes, according to John Voight's story.
Right,
and
right.
So, like, they have shrines worshipping them in totem poles.
But
and
the
weird
faces
things.
Are totally John Voight's. It's really crazy. I knighted him Godfather of the Amazons. He's got this Godfather voice.
Yeah, he's
and it's just, he's just weird.
I haven't watched this movie in a while, but I forgot the performance that John Boyd gives, where he's like, I guess he's playing like South American or like Italian, like he's playing some race. It's a long way from Deliverance or Midnight Cowboy. That's for sure.
That's bad. That's just so wrong on so many levels. A lot of things I missed from the first time, some small things, but that was good.
They're sailing on their boat, and the anaconda keeps coming back and trying to eat each one of the crew members, I guess. Well, John Voight's doing his part, too, because he wants to catch an anaconda. That's his goal.
Well, yeah, but I thought snakes eat, like, you know, they're eating whole humans. I know it's a big snake, but don't they eat, like, once every 3 months or something?
Yeah, but these snakes were apparently really pissed off because they kept coming at
us. My God.
It was, they were... I have no idea why to justify why the snakes were just... Unless there was more than one. Well, there was more than one,
I guess they just rolled up would it be on a boat?
Slithered?
The boat, would it be rolled up into the snake den?
Yeah, I guess the boat...
No pun intended, pun totally intended, actually. They got into the den because they had all the babies, you know, the mother's protecting the babies.
They're in the heart of Anaconda country.
You're right. You're right. And then they got John Boyd, they know that he's after them. Interesting. I can't think now of all the little things that were going on. Remember I made all these little remarks? This is too funny.
Well, there are some key things. We can start from the beginning.
Oh, yes.
Before
oh.
we can...
So,
you got
was,
one?
Yeah,
go. Okay,
I do.
Go.
Well, since we're starting from the beginning, I was told that if you see a T or A shot in, like, the first 20 seconds of a film, that means the rest of the film sucks. Would that be true? Although we didn't get to see her A until it was about, 15 minutes into the film?
Yeah, there's a good length of time.
So then that one comes out of that sequence.
There is a key shot towards the beginning of the film that has Jennifer Lopez standing up and turning face the camera with her very large bottom.
She has a cute bottom.
I'm not saying it's not adorable, but it certainly makes its debut on screen very visibly.
The sheer nightgown on the boat in the Amazon is just really good. I like that whole thing.
Now, before all of this, I didn't point this out when we were watching it, but the guy who gets killed at the beginning of the movie, boat captain, that's Danny Trejo. That's Machete.
It is.
It's like him sans mustache, so you can't... Yeah, and he's really thin.
He was really thin. Okay, wow. I wonder how much they played him to die in the first 5 minutes.
I don't think he was making too much money back then, but he made his mark.
Yeah, he did.
Machete always leaves his mark.
Yes, Machete. Oh, my word. Wasn't he... Who was he in a Con Air? He was
like Johnny 23.
Johnny 23.
They call me Johnny 500 if they knew the truth.
I love that
thing. Oh, his other line? You know what I am, Nick Cage? Ugly all day.
That's the one. That's the one. You know what I am. That was great. Ugly all day. Okay, back to Anaconda. Sorry, got a little...
Yeah, we're
beard.
We need to provide further speculation on this classic.
Now, don't be like that. I mean...
I'm sure
that's good. I like the guy with the golf. You know, he came prepared. You're going on a documentary into the Amazon, and you bring your clubs, the whole outfit plus net to have practice.
Yes, the person that's supposed to be the actor, like, that narrates the documentary is this English guy played by Jonathan Hyde. I'm gonna go movie geek on you. Go played by Jonathan Hyde. Who was also, he was in Jumanji, he's Robin Williams' father in that movie, and he also plays the hunter character that's, like, after them. But, he's like, the narrator of the documentary, and he's very, like, proper in English and ordering the others around and doing his thing. And, yes, he's very prepared on this trip.
I mean, who brings their golf clubs?
It's the Amazon.
In the Amazon, really? Wow, okay. I just, you know, the next time I go to the Amazon, I'll definitely know what to pack. And don't forget the golf clubs. Oh, it's pretty funny. I like that. But then he gets killed in the waterfall, but it was a beautiful waterfall.
Yeah.
That whole waterfall shot with the, you know, the whole thing with the snake when it came up to and it peeked through the water at him. It was just...
That was a beautiful Hollywood-made waterfall,
correct?
Yeah,
it was great.
I revealed to my mother that the... most of Anaconda, despite being set deep in the Amazon, as it says in the subtitle, it was shot somewhat kind of in Brazil, I guess, but most of it was shot in the Los Angeles County Arboretum, which is...
I mean, can you believe that? And then they have the nerve to put the line in the movie about he's afraid to get in the water because of the little... What is the little bug that can get into your urethra? And I'm like, really? In the LA water that you're in? It was too funny. I was like, who put that line in? Oh, my word. He told me that it was done in Los Angeles as opposed to really in Brazil, I was really unimpressed. I mean, then you can start seeing the little things like planted shrubbery in the water, and if you stand up in the water that they look like they're drowning in, it's, you know, it's really not that deep. It's kind of saddening when you know those things.
And the
but it's all right.
Okay. Okay, so there's the scene with Owen Wilson and the girl, what's her name, Carrie Wuerer.
What was his nickname for her?
John Voight's nickname for her was...
Baby Bird?
Baby Bird. Yeah, it was Baby Bird.
Baby Bird.
Yeah, there's the scene where Owen Wilson goes out into the jungle with his girlfriend, because that makes sense, go out alone in the jungle at night.
Yeah, and to get night sounds.
Yeah, to get night... Yeah, that's right, they're recording night sounds.
Night sounds.
And... earlier, of course, Owen Wilson has said that what is it about the jungle that makes everyone incredibly horny?
Right.
And, of course, they're about to, you know, have jungle fever.
More jungle boogie.
Jungle boogie.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jungle fever is a whole different concept.
I'm sorry. Okay. they start passionately making out inside the jungle when, of course, something comes up on them all of a sudden.
Of course. Why would that not happen?
And the best is that they're running through the jungle and, like, her shirt's undone, so she's running around the jungle, and then they, like, get to John Voight, and he's standing there with a gun, and he shoots this thing, and it turns out to be a boar.
And miraculously, the camera and the lens and the things that they dropped when they were running, they had with them at the end. It's wonderful.
So Ice Cube's in this movie as well.
Yes. You know, it took me a long time to get Ice Cube and Ice-T, the names with the faces. For some reason, I wanted to get it the other way around. Then I started the way I did it. Ice-T is the color of iced tea. And so that's how I then figured. So, you know, the elimination is the other one has to be Ice Cube. I never got that straight. Anyway.
The secrets.
Well, they come out.
And...
It's true. I have these weird ways of remembering.
Yeah, things. And so Ice Cube's in this movie, putting it. He's got some key lines too. There's snakes out here this big.
Oh, it's just funny. Oh, and then the music that he listens to is of himself.
Yeah, he's listening to Ice Cube tracks in the movie. He's listening to N.W.A. and Ice Cube.
It's like, okay, but you know what? You have to respect a man that likes himself. Yeah. That's good.
I'm glad that Ice Cube has a documentary side job where he gets to go to explore the rainforest and come back, take a break from, you know, rapping.
Gives him credibility.
It does.
Yeah, credibility.
It would go on, I guess, to lead up to his career as a producer now.
Absolutely.
For his Are We There Yet TV show. And okay, there's a key moment where Owen Wilson dies, and... after that,
oh yeah,
well, yeah, which is kind of sad because Owen Wilson died and he's a nice guy.
Yeah,
but then you get to the shot underwater where the snake flows by. You want to describe the scene where the snake's underwater, and it shows after Owen Wilson was just swallowed by the snake.
Oh, and then does that flip?
Then you see underwater with the snake swimming by, and what's happening? What's inside the snake?
Oh, and then he goes by, and there's this, you know, when you press your face up against the screen in the window, and you used to do that when you were little, and you got this impression that you know, with the flat nose and everything. When the snake streams by, there's his whole, Owen's whole body is pressed up against the belly of the snake, and you just see all the way, it starts at his feet, actually, and it goes to his head, and at the top, his hands are up. It's just terrible. Is that how it looks? If you swallowed a whole body?
When a 40-foot long snake swallows an entire human, I guess.
Yeah, six, a 6-foot man?
He's just sitting there.
Oh my God, it's crazy. I didn't remember that from before. That's very cool. You had to see, and I mean, you could see the total the face expression. You know, he was in such agony, you know. The face.
His mouth was like gaping open,
yeah,
too.
It's almost like Picasso's The Scream. Is that Picasso?
Van Gogh.
Van Gogh's The Scream. It's pretty, actually, in a way, it was like Van Gogh. The more I think about it, kind
of. Oh, I'm looking forward to seeing the storyboards that compare the side-by-side shots.
Well, that would be cool, because it was. Wasn't like...
Yeah.
Sorry you couldn't see that. It was pretty funny.
I'll try to find an image of it and put it in the thing. So you get to the end, okay, I mean, because who cares about spoilers for Anaconda, but because this movie's over 10 years old now. You get to the end of the movie, and I'll just lay out the whole end of the movie, because it's fantastic. You have John, at this point, only J-Lo and Ice Cube are, like, alive, and yeah. they're like, they ran out of fuel, so they find this, like, abandoned station that has, like, they try to look for fuel in it, and they think John Boyd's dead at this point, too, because they, like, got rid of him, because he was being a fool, and, so they get to the station, they're like, all right, we found some fuel, let's get back to the boat. But then John Voight comes, and it's like smack in the face, and he ties him up, and then he like gets he gets a bucket of, earlier, he gets shot in the back with the dart, with the tranquilizer dart by Ice Cube, and like gets pushed off the boat, so they think he's dead. But then there's that key line where he says, oh, the dart fell out his back, which is clearly like, it was like ADR, it was recorded after the fact, because you can't even see anyone saying that line. It's just like, oh, the audience needs to know that John Voight could still be alive. But anyway. So, so they're back inside the thing, and they get all tied up by John Voight, and then John Voight like takes a bucket of monkey blood and throws it on them in order to.
What is that about? Monkey blood? Blood attracts snakes?
Mom, everyone knows that monkey blood is just that obviously attracts anacondas.
Oh, okay.
Everyone knows this.
Got it.
Yeah, I'm sorry you were late to that. You missed that memo.
I missed that memo.
But they got a bucket of monkey blood. They threw it on Ice Cube and J-Lo. They're all tied up, and they're like, okay, now I'm going to get a snake. And so it happens. But, of course, the plan turns on him. Even though he gets, like, the snake in the net and has a tranquilizer dart in his hand, and he's about to shoot at him, he somehow gets really close and doesn't even fire and misses.
He talks quickly, doesn't he, guys? Go ahead. I'm listening.
Because I'm so excited to recap Anaconda.
Ah. I thought you were just trying to hurry up. Either way, it's good. Go for it.
So he misses the tranquilizer. The net falls down, so the snake gets loose, and he's like, oh, I don't need to swallow Ice Cube and J-Lo now because I have to go after John Voight. And so John Voight's trying to get away, and he tries to climb up the ladder faster than the snake can get him. But, of course, the snake does, so it grabs him, throws him on the ground, then eventually wraps him up and swallows him inside.
And he's so disgusting, even to the snake, that he spits him back out. It's wonderful.
He spits John Voight back out. He's all slimy, but he's still, the anaconda spits him back out onto J-Lo. Like, the body falls on her, but he has just enough time to wink at her.
And it's the sexiest wink you
want to see. John Voight's, like, crushed body that's been, like, constricted by this anaconda. He still has just enough energy to wink right at J-Lo.
Snake venom has some kind of a power booster or something.
That's the other key scene.
The babies were cute though. Anacondas were cute.
There's baby anacondas.
Yeah, in the beginning of the first one, because he got on that man's on the tip of his finger. That was so funny. But it was like, it was so cute little thing. Well, it was.
I know. This is funny.
It's like, oh, I'll just pull his little head off. Just look at him.
So to recap some key moments, I think we have J-Lo's booty shot towards the beginning.
Oh, absolutely, that's a key one.
There's Owen Wilson's death. All of that.
Yes, that was memorable.
There's the sweet waterfall scene where he jumps off the waterfall and the snake catches him in the air and wraps him up.
Golf guy.
Yeah, the golf guy.
And then
John Voight winking. And that was
those are the key
memorable scenes for Anaconda.
Yes.
What kind of rating would you give Anaconda, revisiting it now, I guess, after a lengthy period of
time? I would give it an eight. The stars and one was really big at that time. As a matter of fact, Ice Cube and John Voight were probably the bigger stars than anybody else on there.
Yeah, Jennifer Lopez just had, like, Selena was her big, and Money Train, actually.
That's true.
Well, I mean, but those were, like, big, like, Selena was, like, her big breakout role, but yeah, so that was, this is, like, her big starring.
So, before I knew it was filmed in Los Angeles and not Brazil, I really thought it was, somewhere in the South Pacific or
South America.
But yeah, I still give it an 8. I give it an 8. It was entertaining. I like
solid creature feature.
Yeah, absolutely. That the baby's going on, all these different mamas, angry women. The snakes scream like a girl.
That's right. Oh my God. That's our other moment. That's our other moment. When they blow up the snake. And of course they blow up the snake. They can't, there's no other way to do it but blowing it up. It completely jaws it out.
Who knew? Apparently anaconda snakes scream like women when they are being burned and burnt up. It's amazing.
And nothing will get between them and a meal because they absolutely, were despite sir. despite still being on fire, that snake was still
she
trying
was
to go
still
after them.
Hungry. Can you? It was a big snake. Had a lot of babies, a lot of mouths to feed. She had babies everywhere. I don't know what that signifies, but
babies everywhere. I would say that the movie.
I still give it an 8.
The movie holds up in a way. I mean, as far as the look of the film goes, I was surprised that the CG snake stuff actually still looks kind of good for what they tried to do with the movie. Like, I'm not going to say it's convincing because it's a 40-foot anaconda in a movie, but, I mean, it looks good for the movie that it is.
It, you know what it really kind of reminded me of, and I was just thinking about that just now, actually. About 3 or 4 weeks ago, I watched The Creature from the Black Lagoon. It was mm-hmm. the whole boat and the lagoon. And a lot of, I don't know if they picked that up from there, but it kind of looked like a 50s movie done in a 21st century way,
mm-hmm.
if I can say that, when I think about it. Because they had the boat with the, you know, and all these different characters on the boat. There, you're wondering, why are they here? And you know, and the cute girl, and the cute guy, and the monster, which, you know, and the bad guy, and it was all there. It was interesting.
Yeah. So there are multiple sequels of Anaconda. Two of them went direct to DVD, the third and the fourth Anacondas. But we saw the second one, yeah. Anacondas.
Yes.
The Hunt for the Blood Orchid, I believe it's called.
Yes, that's right. Oh my goodness.
And that was like 2004, and I think that was pretty, that was appropriate for us to see, because I think one of the reasons I chose Anaconda for us to watch is because it did kind of, even though we always see movies together, I think that was one of the ones that kind of started our, like, let's see these, like, really cheesy B-movies together in theaters.
Yeah.
So we'd see movies like that.
And it was a different kind of a monster from the nature.
Yeah, it was something like, yeah, there honestly hasn't been a, so I mean, bad. There hasn't been a, that was like a big giant snake movie. I haven't really, before that, there hasn't really been a notable giant snake movie. So,
no, but not before of, that. Now, of course, you know, is Snakes on a Plane.
Yeah.
We won't go there. That's another talk show.
I look forward to this one. Now the Snakes on a Plane one. Oh, there's a tease for the next show, the Snakes on a Plane.
I love that one. I just...
We have to do a commentary. We have to watch Snakes on a Plane and do commentary and record that the whole time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So you have to catch your...
That could be fun.
Talking while the movie's going.
I could get Abe involved in that one, too. Like, just have him on the computer and talk about Snakes on a Plane.
That's funny. Yeah, you're right. There weren't any really snake-centric
films.
Yeah. Just thinking about that. If there were, I totally missed them, and I doubt that. Mm. Interesting.
Yeah. Anaconda. The tagline for the film is, when you can't breathe... Wait, yeah. When you can't breathe, you can't scream.
Oh! Let's say that again. When you can't...
I'll say it in trailer voice. Anaconda, when you can't breathe, you can't scream.
Oh, that's right, because it chokes you. Excuse me. Oh, my goodness. That's funny. When you can't breathe, you can't scream.
Yeah, and Anaconda was a hit at the box office at the time, which is, I guess, why there's four sequels to it. One of them does star David Hasselhoff, by the
way.
That's right. The third one, I believe, stars David Hasselhoff.
Poor David, they pulled him. David, we need you.
Nobody
else wants to do it.
They pulled him away from busier
activities.
And you
can still swim.
There's only one way to stop this anaconda. Get a lifeguard.
You have to have somebody that deals with water, right?
Yeah. It was unfortunate because he was running in slow motion, so he couldn't catch all the victims at the anaconda.
That's bad. Yeah, that anaconda could move. It was swift.
Yeah,
for a big snake.
David Hasselhoff jogging slowly wasn't doing it for him.
Yeah, well.
Now, would you say you like this movie more than The Human Centipede to bring it back to zero?
Well, you know, I'm not gonna say I liked it more. They're so different. But if I have to say I liked it, which I liked the better, I would say yes. I liked Anaconda was better than Human Centipede.
Okay.
But there's still like two different, totally different movies.
Yeah, they kind of are. Yeah. And I think that's.
Not that I was ever interested in a Human Centipede before, but once it was out there, I had to see it because it's like, you know, who does this? And what's the purpose? I'm like, we all know what it would do, so what's the purpose to see if human beings can live on human waste? I don't know. But anyway, I'll be interested to see
where the sequel goes.
Possibly do. What are they going to make, like 20 people?
That's
maybe
the thing.
Maybe they'll make a ride. What do you make that for in the first place?
Right. Is there a seatbelt?
I was thinking you put it in a circle so that everybody, you know, is a circle.
Is it a merry-go-round?
It would be like a merry-go-round. That's what I thought, ride. I don't know. It just came to me. It's like, ooh, what?
That's the worst, like, princess ride ever.
Well, would yeah.
It would be like the exact opposite. It'd be like at like Not Scary Farm where you have like this ride of people,
right.
And then you'd like
absolutely.
Sit on each person.
The people would be at the horses.
Yeah,
yes.
And but you'd have other people sitting on top of them and it'd go around in a circle.
Oh,
like a merry-go-round.
Oh, that's gross. No, they would be the Human Centipede itself would be in a circle connected.
Yeah. Okay.
And then
the full sequence.
And then you ride them. That's the ride.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. That's
Human Centipede merry-go-round.
That's horrible.
Oh, no. That's so bad, isn't it?
Yes.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to really say it out loud.
I like it. We've segued completely away from Anaconda. We're just back we're back to Human Centipede again.
Well, it's, you know.
There's so many layers to be explored in the Human Centipede.
It just keeps
coming.
I mean, who thinks of that? There's got to be there should be a purpose for things, even if they're ridiculously stupid or crazy or outrageous, but I don't see the purpose for it. Just to say that I did it, I guess. I don't know. I want to see it.
So to sum up, Human Centipede, still interesting and intriguing.
Yes.
Human Centipede 2, greatly anticipating.
Yes.
Anaconda, a very decent creature feature.
Yes.
With J-Lo looking quite good in her early days before she was J-Lo.
Right.
And she was still coming off of Selena and in Living Color. Got to reach back further.
Wow.
As
Living
a fly
color.
Girl.
Yep, fly girl. That's right.
And Ice Cube was there too. And John Voight gave a wonderful winking performance.
The Godfather of the Amazon.
The Godfather of the Amazon.
Of course.
Yes.
Okay.
I think that sums it up. The Anaconda theme discussion that me and my mom were having. So happy.
Yes.
I'm happy we were able to do a follow-up episode to the Human Centipede one.
Thank you so much, son. This was quite the pleasure.
You're welcome. All right.
Good night.
Good night.